is it would be an abomination.
The president has not ruled out clemency for Maxwell.
In Montana, a manhunt is underway for a man suspected of killing four people and is considered to be armed and dangerous. Montana Television Network reporter John Amy.
Many locals are shocked that Anaconda is now the victim of a mass shooting.
Well, is what I think about it is the whole country's going goofy. Yeah. The whole country. Too many people moved in from other areas. It wasn't this bad 10 years ago.
Now to Gaza, where Ambassador Mike Huckabee and Special Envoy Steve Witkoff visited a controversial aid site run by the U.S. and Israel-backed Gaza Humanitarian Foundation. Palestinians seeking aid have been shot by Israeli forces at some sites. CBS's Deborah Pata is there and says they are desperate and starving.
International experts warned this week that a worst-case scenario of famine is now playing out in Gaza, where aid has either been blocked or severely restricted since March.
In Russia, silence over President Trump's decision to move two nuclear submarines, the BBC's Steve Rosenberg.
The Russian authorities have yet to react to President Trump's announcement. Morning news bulletins on Russian TV made no mention of it. But online, Russian news outlets were dismissive of the move. One military commentator told Moskovsky Komsomolets that President Trump was throwing a temper tantrum.
The U.S. set the world record in the 4x100 mixed swimming relay at the World Aquatics Championships. The BBC's David Harper.
The Olympic champion Katie Ledecky has taken gold in the 800-meter freestyle final at the World Aquatics Championships. The race in Singapore had been billed as a showdown between the American and the young Canadian Summer McIntosh, who was chasing her fourth title at the event. McIntosh finished third behind the Australian Lani Pallister.
American Gretchen Walsh won the 50-meter butterfly that makes 7 gold medals for the team so far, but Olympic swimming legend Michael Phelps took some shots at its performance. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
A couple years ago, I was in the bathroom at the airport when I dropped my smartphone in the toilet. Not smart. I was multitasking when I should have been focused on the job at hand. Embarrassing, but I'm not alone. According to Google, 7 million other multitaskers accidentally dropped their phones into the bowl last year. A gentle reminder that right now you can get yourself a brand new Samsung Galaxy A36 absolutely free with a $35 plan from Pure Talk. The A36 comes with scratch-resistant Gorilla Glass and a battery that'll last all day, along with unlimited talk, text, and data on America's most dependable 5G network. In other words, it's tough and smart. Something to think about next time you're multitasking, in the necessary. Just dial #250, say keyword micro to get your free phone today. You can make the switch in just 10 minutes. That's #250. Say micro to switch to a no-nonsense smartphone and a company that actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
You may have to dig deep for toys this holiday season.
Kid influencers on social media are sampling new toys.
I like Squishmallows because they're squishy and you can sleep with them at night.
And adult experts are checking them out too.
This is all about the unboxing experience. It's not about the makeup part yet as much as watching it.
The Toy Insider's Lori Schacht says along with the inspiration, there's consternation over tariffs.
The consumers are definitely going to feel it this year. They are just starting to creep into toy prices now.
Prices are already up more than 2% this year and could rise more before the holiday shopping season. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
It was just a 15-hour trip, and there's a new crew at the International Space Station. SpaceX launched the Crew 11 team with astronauts from the U.S., Russia, and Japan. They'll be there for at least 6 months. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Hazy sunshine today, a high near 78. Tonight, partly cloudy, 63. Smoky sunshine for Sunday with highs in the upper 70s. 80 on Monday, 82 the high on Tuesday. Mostly sunny and mid-80s on Wednesday. Currently, 69 degrees.
WRJN. Where were you the first time you heard this timeless hit? Rock and roll never forgets.
WRJN. Hawks on the run with Sweet. WRJN, Terry Hebel. It is our number two of Rock and Roll Never Forgets. Groovy instrumental. The Royal Tones. And this one moves. It's Flamingo Express, WRJN. And Jill here on WRJN. It's Rock and Roll Never Forgets, released August 3rd of 1973. One of the best albums of the 1970s. That was Stevie Wonder's Inner Visions. From that album came Higher Ground and this one, Let's Go Living for the City. Stevie Wonder, WRJN.
Up His parents give him love and affection to keep him strong, moving in the right direction, living just enough for the city. His father works some days for 14 hours, and you can bet his mother goes to scrub the floors for many, and you best believe she hardly gets a penny. Living just enough for the city.
Oh,
Queen of Motown, Mary Wells, you beat me to the punch, WRJN, and Rock and Roll Never Forgets. How about an answer to that tune? Gene Chandler, and you threw a lucky punch.
The wonder of you.
local news and now Timeless Hits, WRJN. That, of course, originally done by Ray Peterson, covered there by Elvis. It is our Elvis Encore, The Wonder of You. On August 3rd of 1970, it was the number one song in the United Kingdom. It only got to number nine here in the United States. Elvis and The Wonder of You. Well, we lost Tommy McLean on July 24th, a little over a week ago. He was 85, born in Louisiana, had one hit, so I guess we could call him a one-hit wonder as well. Cover of a Patsy Cline tune, and he took it into the top 15 with Sweet Dreams, WRJN.
Now you've done, it's just for pride that's hurt. I waiting to hear your favorite timeless hit? Rock and Roll Never Forgets loves to take your request, but we ask that each call be limited to one song or artist request, and the songs are not repeated for 4 weeks on the show. This provides for the widest variety of timeless hits from the first three decades of rock and roll. To make a request, call us at 262-634-WRJN or email us at rrnfwrjn@yahoo.com. And thanks for listening to Rock and Roll Never Forgets. WRJN.
Rollover Beethoven, Storm Lake, Iowa, the home of a garage band called the Valairs, a one-shot wonder here on WRJN. Tell you what, let's make it a twofer, one-shot wonder. Out of England came the Montanas, WRJN, rock and roll, never forgets. Neville. It is Rock and Roll Never Forgets here on WRJN. We're going to take a break. When we come back, a group out of New York City who took its name after a slogan for Schenley's whiskey. And it is an ultimate one-shot wonder as well. We'll find out who that is coming next here on WRJN. When you head to Racine's North Beach this summer, be sure to stop at that beachside oasis and refresh on a great summer day and listen for Dan Marcus and his Sand and Surf Report, highlighting beach and water reports several times each day between 10 and 2. It's brought to you by Anton Painting and Decorating for vibrant color inside and out.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, for just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at Building Waters.
Tired of long lines and crowded big box stores? Shop local and save big at Christiano's. Stock up on pantry staples, grab fresh Lee's Deli subs, and don't miss $5 deals on plain t-shirts. Need a money order? $1 flat fee up to $1,000. Christiano's makes it easy to stretch your hard-earned dollars. And now, you can pay your utility bills or send money anywhere, all in one stop. No gimmicks, just real value and great prices every day. Go to Christiano's, 21st and Kearney Avenue in Racine.
Lanny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu. My Computer Career, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
It worked for me, and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Every Sunday home game, nine lucky kids ages 6 to 13 will appear on the field during the national anthem. Enter a child for their chance to have their major league moment today by visiting your local participating PNC Bank. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovell with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN. Soundtrack of your life. Rock and Roll Never Forgets. W-R-J-N.
Where are you, little star?
York City comes Vito Pacone, his group The Elegance, Little Star. They took their name after Schenley's Whiskey's slogan, the liquor of elegance, and it inspired the name The Elegance. For their first song, Vito Pacone took Mozart's Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, adapted it into a rock and roll song, Little Star, and all the way to number one. And that's as far as The Elegance ever got, because they never charted another record. It is a true one-shot wonder. Rock and roll never forgets. Harvey, Illinois was the home of the Dells. This is a beauty here. Stay in my corner. WRJN.
If you stay, stay, darling. Make me oh so proud. Stay, darling, please stay in my car. To the world I'd cry out loud, how I love you.
Philadelphia, born and raised, and from the summer of 65, Barbara Mason. Yes, I'm ready. It's Rock and Roll Never Forgets, WRJN. And we lost Arthur Lee on August 3rd of 2006. He, of course, fronted the L.A. band Love by Little Red Book, WRJN.
Well, I just got out my little red book the minute that you said goodbye. I thumbed right through my little red book. I wasn't gonna sit and cry. And I went from A to Z. I took out every pretty girl in town. They danced with me. And as I held them, all I did was talk about you. Hear your name and why start to cry? There's just no getting over you. Oh no. There ain't no girl in my little red book who could ever replace your charms. And each girl in my little red book knows you're the one I'm thinking of. Oh, won't you please come back? Without your precious love, I can't go on. Where can love be? I need you so much. All I did was talk, talk about you. Hear your name and I start to cry. There's just no getting over you. Without your precious love, I can't go on. It's haunting me. I need you so much. All I did was talk, talk about you. Hear your name and I start to cry. There's just no getting over you. All I did was talk, talk about you. Hear your name and I start to cry.
Oh,
WRJN, Bobby V and Sherry New. Terry Hevel taking a break. When we come back, how about the number one song on this date from 1960? It is coming next right here on Rock and Roll Never Forgets. And the Brewers are back on WRJN with the second half of the season going on. Our next broadcast this afternoon at 2:30. They're out in our nation's capital to take on the Washington Nationals.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
WRJN presents one more week of Racine Raiders football as the Raiders continue on to the league championship game this Saturday against the Detroit Ravens. Racine Raiders football and the championship game 5:45, the pregame this Saturday, 6 o'clock the kickoff from Detroit. And Racine Raiders football again being sponsored by our Harmony Club, providing social day programs for older adults. Rasmussen's Diamonds providing Racine beautiful stories for 125 years. Time and Again Music and More, Sturtevant's final destination. Kelly Friesema of EXP Realty and Tropical Smoothie Cafe. You're on Tropic Time. The Racine Raiders play for the league championship this Saturday on WRJN.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Baby bald eagles near the Great Lakes are testing positive for PFAS and other toxic chemicals. Researchers found that eagles living near the Great Lakes had 6 times more toxic chemicals in their bloodstreams than inland populations. Other chemicals found in the baby eagles' bloodstreams were DDT and PCBs, which were banned decades ago. A small Wisconsin school district just got some big clean energy bragging rights. The Elvis-Strum School District in Trempealeau County unveiled 184 ground mount solar panels that will deliver about 20% of the district's energy needs and will be a living classroom for students to learn about solar energy and energy data. The installation cost $150,000 and will pay for itself through energy bill savings in about 8 years. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
That sound? It's your recycling at work. And you can thank a Wisconsin woman for making it happen. Millie Zantow saw a waste sorting system in Japan during a trip in the 1970s. She came home to Prairie du Sac in Sauk County inspired. Her research led to the triangle-numbered plastic recycling system we still use today. So can you guess what percent of all the plastics produced in the United States ends up being recycled? 75%, 25%, or 5%? The answer coming up. Zantow also helped with Wisconsin's recycling laws, along with the opening of one of the first collection centers. But now, are you surprised to learn the answer is just 5% of plastics are recycled? It's according to the group Beyond Plastic. Yet Zantow always believed you don't have to be perfect, you just have to start. There's a smart slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
4 hours of timeless hits and forgotten favorites. Rock and Roll Never Forgets on WRJN. WRJN.
She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was as nervous as she could be. She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was afraid that somebody would say,
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the locker she wanted to stay.
2, 3, 4, stick around, we'll tell you more.
Bop, bop, bop.
She was afraid to come out in the open, and so a blanket around her she wore. She was afraid to come out in the open, and so she sat bundled up on the shore.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, so in the blanket she wanted to stay.
2, 3, 4, stick around, we'll tell you more.
Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and I wonder what she's gonna do. Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and the poor little girl's turning blue.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, so in the water she wanted.
CBS News.